SBS Radio.
What are the basic sort of steps to get yourself started?
Yeah.
And obviously, what does that look like? What does it take? And then taking away the pressure of trying to put too much pressure on a healthy lifestyle, because it should be enjoyable and it should be about you be you on your own journey. So that's probably the biggest thing I'd love to chat about today and start off with.
Yeah, but to start a healthy lifestyle, everyone thinks about it. Everyone wants to be healthy. Everyone wants to control their weight. Everyone wants to control their well-being, just in order not to fall sick for the slightest little virus they come across, and they get infected just because their bodies are weak. But what do they need to do to be fit and healthy? What are the habits that they need to take?
The biggest thing is just to start.
Yeah.
A lot of people overthink it and think they need to do a particular distance, lift a particular weight, run so fast or so far. And the biggest bit of advice to start off with is just get out and find something that you enjoy. Find something that's enjoyable. Find something that's realistic around you as an individual, and then apply that to your life just on a regular basis. As I said before, you be you, trying to improve on your last effort. So if you walk 500 metres today, make it 520 metres tomorrow, and slowly but surely build up in small increments rather than aiming or striving to be somebody else. And I think in this day and age of social media, we're often caught up comparing ourselves to others, and then we think, oh no, I'm going to wait till I get fit enough, strong enough, you know, lean enough, whatever it may be in our heads, before I start my program. My biggest advice, the only competition is yourself. Just be better than you were the day before.
But I can talk for myself. I've been to the gym a couple of times, and I'm embarrassed to see some little guys just lift weights that are heavier than me, and I'm unable to even lift the smallest weights in the gym. And it kind of, you know, it scares me to go there, because I'm ashamed to see people who look smaller and who don't seem to be, you know, much bigger and stronger than me, but the way they perform in the gym just shames me.
That's the biggest thing, and you touch on a very important subject. A lot of people do. They get caught up in looking at others and then thinking, oh, wow, maybe that person's even smaller than yourself, and you think, I should be lifting, you know, a lot more. But what we compare is their 4,000th effort versus your first effort. And we have to take away that start to understand that it's about just being that little improvement I spoke about before, not looking at others in the gym, and understand that we often get caught up in the gym situation or even in the park thinking that people are sitting there judging us. Now, my biggest bit of advice around that would be to make sure that it's about you being better than yourself the day before. A lot of the times as a trainer, I've had clients who had that mentality, and we would sit there and then look around the gym. I'd ask them to look around the gym and ask them to tell me which people they thought were talking or looking at them, and they'd realize that no one actually cared, and everyone was there for their own journey. And it's just about you improving you. Simple as that. Take it all away, strip it down, and you get to the bare facts of it all. And it's about improving yourself daily. And I'll touch on that. That does hold a lot of people back, unfortunately. And I understand it. And I definitely understand. Even I've had sporting injuries and being able to train at a higher level and then coming back with my teammates. But I just took away that mentality where I was competing against them and started to just improve on the injury I had until I got back playing at full pace again. And that's the same mentality everyone that starts up a program should have. It's about you just going up, showing up on a daily basis, making those deposits to your health, and slowly but surely seeing those improvements and making friends in the gym rather than thinking that they're actually enemies.
When you say making friends, that's another thing that can actually hold people back. I look at my own situation. I'm self-motivated. I can go and work out whenever I feel like. If I'm not ill or anything, I can just go on a training program and do it by myself. But in my family, my wife, for instance, or my brothers and sisters, they need to go in a group. They can't go by themselves. They need a group. So yeah, we are in two or three different gyms because they want, you know, to go in a setting where they can take part in classes or things like that, whereas I'll just go and run on a treadmill or try or these fitness equipment that I can find there and just try what I can. But the others, no, they have to be in a group.
The biggest thing, I touched on it before, it has to be designed around you as an individual. And some people love group settings. Some people can't stand being in a group because they feel, as we spoke about, like they're being judged. Find what best works for yourself. And in time, I've found that people sometimes who have that fear, over time, once they become fitter and stronger and they've worked out by themselves, whether that's at home, in a park, with another friend, they've got to a point where they then are comfortable in their own eyes to join a group. Now, whatever makes it more enjoyable, more sustainable and realistic for that person is the biggest thing that's most important to allow that to be sustainable. Because if we don't, and we say, yeah, I tell you to do something that you don't enjoy, as much as it might help you, once the enthusiasm from the get-go wears off, which isn't long in general, it's about probably 6 weeks, people tend to drop off because they just weren't enjoying what they were doing. So finding what's enjoyable is one of the most important things. Friends are made, most of the time, same thing in the gym. We get in this mentality where we look at somebody and we think they're actually looking at us, but they're probably thinking the same thing as we are about, ah, that person sort of trains similar to what I do. And you'll find that by just starting up a conversation, saying hello, you actually then talk about your own goals and they'll talk about theirs and you find that they might align and all of a sudden you're training together. So yeah, it's really about building a lot of confidence on the back end of your health as well. And that's something that sort of tends to get missed out on a healthy lifestyle. Obviously, the fact that the confidence comes and new friends come out of that.
Yeah. And now that the weather, we're now in spring, just a few days into spring, just some advice for people who might prefer maybe an outdoors setting rather than an enclosed environment.
Yeah, for sure. I think, look, a healthy lifestyle has no end date and has no seasons. But obviously now spring has sprung. I had that little sort of conversation to myself the other day. It's a great opportunity to get outdoors, get some vitamin D, and obviously about 10 minutes a day is recommended. Get out in amongst the sun and obviously protect yourself if you're out there for quite a while. Put a hat on and sunscreen. But grab some friends and you can do anything from body weight. You can go for a walk. You can go for a jog. If you're starting out, start out now leading to summer. Start out walking and by the time summer rolls around, more than likely you get to a point where you may be even on a light jog over the same distance you're covering on your startup run. And you know, that's the biggest thing long term. We look at, a lot of people have this mentality, I need to change in 10 weeks time because I've seen somebody else through social media. Understand that sometimes the photos you've seen is over a couple of years, or it was through an unsustainable routine that they will rebound from. Find something that is there has no time frame on it. It's just about showing up on a regular basis, doing different things during different seasons and finding what works for yourself. A lot of people love swimming indoors in a heated pool during winter because it's obviously a lot cooler. But during spring, my recommendation would be to get out at least 3 to 5 times a week for half an hour and find what works for yourself.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.